Hi everybody, today is March the 2nd and it is actually the new moon in Pisces. But that is not what this video is going to be all about. I guess I can go ahead and give you a description here or a brief explanation as to what it is in reference to. And if you actually go back to my other video previously labeled Pisces, I guess, and even lukewarm, you can understand exactly what this new moon is. Pisces is in relationship to the moon, the fish, and which works through the Hebrew alphabet of Nun, but also of Mem. Then together, I think I put in Pisces season, I spoke about Shin, if I am correct. Please forgive me if I am incorrect in that labeling. Shin is an element of the fire. Well, you have the three flames of Shin, just like the Triton. It has three spears there, or three fork-like appendages there. Each one is a flame. This flame now begins in the heart, which acts as the threefold flame within the heart, which creates the permanent seed atom where the eternal Christos, or Christ, is born. Now, born, we have the Christ that must be born within the solar plexus. We have the Christ that must be born within the heart. We have the Christ that is born within the mind. But for anything to begin, it begins within the heart. The flames of the threefold flame is wisdom, knowledge, and love. And it transforms into all gold towards the end. Pisces, the new moon, when it's new, of course, signifies new beginnings. But within new beginnings, there's always the death. So being that we are in Pisces season, the sun is in Pisces. Now the moon is in Pisces here. So by now you guys should actually understand that the moon is going to work with our sexual waters. And it is in relationship to the accumulation of all cell salts, the refinement and the balancing of the womb of Mercury. We have to create balance or harmony within ourselves to allow all elements to be complete to the point of control and of knowledge. Of course, because we have to have, in order to have control, we must have knowledge. So you can say that now Pisces dealing with the fish and also Mem and Shin, that this new beginning, it's the new opportunity, or when the element of the womb or the Mercury has been refined. Now, I'm talking about, it doesn't matter if you are in the beginning of your process. Death and birth is going to take place within you. And you're probably already feeling this even before the making of my video. I haven't made a video because I have been allowing myself to be still with all of the information that has been given to me. When I really go through cycles of being silent within my on my YouTube channel. Now, I'm not talking about what I went through the holidays of taking the time to be here for my family. Although, yes, that was still an opportunity for myself to be still, learn to go with the flow, learn to be flexible, and learn to love more. I'm not talking about those times. So here I am. I'm back at trying to make videos again. But I take brief pauses sometimes. I don't make videos every single day because I listen. One, I listen to my internal being. My internal being is always my guide. If things don't feel correct, especially when it comes to the knowledge that I am given, or I need more understanding, I will pause. I am not going to give you something just to hear myself talk or to fill up some space in your life. I am going to wait until things click along with making sense for myself, or not making sense for myself, excuse me, I'm going to wait until things click by making sense. And I'm also going to wait for me to have my experience. Because in order for things to not only make sense, I have to have my experience. And I have to be grateful for my experience. Because then whenever I am explaining it to you, there's meaning. There's heart. And there's truth within it. So that's what I've done. And yep, here I am. I am getting emotional because I am becoming. I have really had to step aside, really. So many beautiful things are coming in. And I am talking about beautiful things, not because you aren't seeing beautiful things in relationship to understanding. When we are trying to become, we have to have that experience. And we have to understand what that experience is. That is what it is to be reborn. You know, Christ's light is going to create a new being within us. And in order to create a new being within us, we have to have the experiences of what light is providing. We're shedding that darkness and becoming our true truth from within. I hope that makes sense to you guys. So what is this video about? It's about everything. And so I didn't really care to make a video about the new moon in Pisces because it's still relevant, but the majority of what we're going through is in relationship to spring. So you know what it is to be in Pisces season in general, if you had watched my previous video. Now, what does it mean for the spring equinox? We are going to be creeping into Aries season by spring. But also, we are going to be in, I wanted to talk about the full moon as well. So the full moon in Pisces, the full moon is going to be in Virgo, and the sun is going to be in Pisces. Virgo and Pisces. The virgin has been united with the fish. She now stands with the sun and the moon. How beautiful is that? Now you go into the spring equinox, the four quadrants of the earth. This, of course, is going to be the 12 and 12, but also the 13 and 13. 12 and 12 is the balancing of masculine energies, and 13, 13 works with the feminine energies. We go through these cycles every single year. Now, the four quadrants work with our spiritual bodies. And we go through these levels every single year through every single body. We have to do the same work within every single part of the spiritual bodies, including the physical. So when I say spiritual bodies, I am including, of course, which is a part of it, the physical self. You're going to have to clear. There's seven chakras in all of these bodies, which means you're going through the tree of life, the 10 spheres. Well, total, it's going to be 22, depending on who you are, what you're reading, and where your knowledge is. There's a secret doorway, and this is something that not everybody will go through. And I'm going to try to incorporate into this video as best as I possibly can to help you understand. But again, I can't make you understand until you're there, until you have your experience, and you have to judge for yourself. So, and if you understand this full moon where the sun is now with his mother, you can be born again. Okay, and now when we go into the four quadrants, it acts as the cross, right? Now, during the winter in spring seasons, we are going to be able to see the Crux constellation. It's going to be more visible than any other time throughout the seasons or months, whatever it is. You could pretty much see it at any time of the year, but it's more visible and more prominent through winter and spring, which is a death and a birth or rebirth cycle. And it's also in Crux, the constellation has also been known in ancient times to coincide, or the knowledge pertaining around it works with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, which allows you to ascend above the 33rd vertebrae. The Alta Major chakra, which actually goes through the back of the neck where the medulla oblongata is, also works through the throat. The throat being where the breath of all things, the breath of life, is given to us. It is the entryway to where the soul or spirit can come into matter. It's the secret doorway, and it works through the heart only. Those who have risen above the heart are the ones who can actually continue on in this path. And this is the path that many do not complete. Why? The ego is very strong. The ego is very strong. And it will make you think that something in this reality is highly significant. You know, and so I have been actually thinking about some things in my life here for about a couple of weeks or so. Like, why did I stop writing my book? Why am I not drawing and painting these things, images, and things that are being given to me through my inner vision? Why am I not doing light language or attempting to sing light language? And so these are things that I've had to really answer. And I know for the most part, early on in my process when I stopped writing my book, I was guided to understand that I would be writing a book for Source. Or I could be writing a book for Source. You know, and so I was like, well, let me just pause this. You know, but you know, life was busy as well, and I didn't really have that amount of time to dedicate to it. And I guess I rearranged my priorities. But there was also a sense of fear about my book that, of course, when I was finally completed, everybody was going to know every single thing about me. But here I am on YouTube expressing every single thing that I have been going through. Now, my book didn't begin understanding that I was going through an ascension process. It was going to begin or describe my awakening to just faith. Faith in general, and my story of how I was went from immobile to healthy. You know, and lots of good stuff within it. So, but that's the basics, the basis of it all. And slowly, I began to see it was more than just faith taking place. And it is the story of my life. It's the story of everyone's ascension. But I paused it. And I've been thinking, why have I paused something so great, though? It was, I believe it's going to be a great story. But this is for me. This is for me. I could write these books. I could. And it would be of great value to society. I can do the light language. I can draw and, you know, paint, which would give me great value even in my life and keep me interested. But you have to ask yourself, who's it for? Who's it for? And it's got me to thinking today is something that I've spoken about just today. When your focus is on the world, you're going to lose the spirit. When you focus on the spirit, you gain the kingdom. You know, and that's something that the Bible does express. That we must focus on the spirit and not the world. Every single thing we do should be a part of the spirit. Now, I can ask, why am I doing these videos here for you guys? You know, and that's something that I'm going to have to figure out as well. I'm giving you knowledge, and this is when I am being guided. You know, it's a... this isn't an all size fits every single person. And that's why I don't make videos here on a daily basis. I only do it when it is a calling to. And again, I might go back to my book. I don't know. But I guess the point is that we have to really listen to our inner being. And that guidance is our true guidance. You know, I've gotten so many things through my inner being, through Source. You know, you might get a word. You might get words. You might get images. And a Source wants you to understand what those things are, but to trust in what it is that you're being given, whether it's good or bad, understanding it and trusting it. You know, so early on in my process, I saw lots of terrifying things, or what I thought were terrifying things. You have to work through the terror. You have to work through the darkness, because if you are observing, whether it's anything in this reality or anything within the spirit realm, and it terrifies you, it's still you, your human self, something that you have been trained to believe is true or exists. And you have to dissect it. Why is it there? What is it from? Why am I seeing this? And when you start to focus on love, whether in this reality or internally through spirit, those terrifying things, whether it is, you know, of demons or of information that's in relationship to someone else's life that could be traumatic, you are able to handle that information and then still do good by that information. I know if this happened to me, my ascension cycle, if it had happened to me 10 years ago and I began to see the things that I saw when I was waking up internally, visually, internally, it happened to me actually for 2 weeks when I was, you know, seeing some things internally and then reading things through the Bible, I had a true inner conflict. And for 2 weeks, I wanted to just rip my eyes out. You know, I was seeing the things that sometimes I could see internally through my third eye. I was seeing also when my eyes were open. I thought, okay, if I just couldn't see, I wouldn't see. But that's not true. Consciousness exists within us, so it's a projection anyway. It's going to play out internally. But I got through this terror, this 2 weeks of just playing out terror, and I was crying every single day. And I was doubting myself and making myself believe that I was truly a bad person. If I was seeing evil, I must truly be evil. And then one day, all of a sudden, I was reminded of faith is walking with faith. Love is walking with love. For 2 weeks, I was doubtful. And I was not strong. Love will lift and make us strong. Faith will always make us move. I had to shut down my ego, who was trying to take me away from my path, feeding me fear, feeding me the fear that I've always been accustomed to make me feel lower than and unsafe. So I did go through that. But anyway, here, I don't know what, you have to really listen internally. So I've gotten off track here. Let's try to catch back up. When we go to not just the full moon, okay, the full moon in Virgo and Pisces, you know how significant that is. And, where is it? In Revelations 12:1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The 12 stars, signifying the 12 cranial nerves that are finally activated. Of course, it's signifying the 12 tribes of Judea. It's signifying the 12 dimensions, and also the 12-strand DNA times 2 is going to give 24 strands. And so I don't often read lots of scriptures place them into my videos. I'm going to add probably a lengthy one today. If I can contain myself here. Lots of experiences here for myself. You know, tears that we cry are not always the tears because of being broken or unhealed. Tears can come at points when you are becoming. You know, and you're dying, but you're reborn, being reborn simultaneously, okay? That's what self-realization does. It destroys and replenishes at the same time. That's the death, and that's the rebirth. That is the ego, and that is spirit. I'm going to read Revelations 20, hopefully, here, if I can do it, because I want to talk about what this lake of fire is that we can be cast into. In the lake of fire, God says that you must be, let me see if I can go ahead and find it again. And so it says that we must be born of water and spirit. You cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. But we're also going to go through baptisms. And it says in Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, going back to Shin, that is also significant, or a sign of fire. Fire, again, is the elements that are created within the threefold flame, but so much more mightier than that. And So what is it to be born of water and of spirit? Now, by the time you get to the level that I am talking about, you are, of course, at the higher level of your ascension cycle. You know, and this is something, again, I talk about certain aspects that we are going through. You know, like the Kundalini must rise, and it has to go to the crown, and it creates, has to hit the pituitary and the pineal gland, and then illumination. You know, that's the basic that I can give you, basics of it all, and things that you can read anywhere, but I don't give you explanation until I've been through it. So I hope you have caught that in many of my videos. Now, when we are at that level of, really, it is the second death, of experiencing the second death, that is when you're at the lake of fire. And this is, again, through the baptism of fire. This is also in relationship to creating the Philosopher's Stone. But throughout all of this, you cannot complete that stone, or the stone is not complete, until something has been completed within you. You are going to have an internal experience. The very beautiful things are going to take place. You're probably going to see the sacred marriage. And again, you're seeing a sacred marriage through levels of your ascension cycle. Because again, you have four bodies to go through. Seven chakras. The tree of life, the cycles through the tree of life that you must go through. The sacred marriage, the holy marriage that is talked about, is different. You will be wearing white. You will be in white because you will be pure. Pisces, through noon and mem, is at its purest level, what I have been talking about. Which means through Mercury and Sulfur. Sulfur. Mercury is in relationship to the sexual waters within of Mem. And, but also Noon. And Sulfur is fire through spirit. The baptism through spirit and fire. And so let's see if I can read this to you guys. And I know I don't have to, but my heart is calling me to do so today. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon and that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witnesses of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on which the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quadrants of earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is in the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp and the saints about, in the beloved city, and the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it. From those face, the earth and the heaven fled away, and there were found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, and every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned with her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall, and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates were 12 angels, and the names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, the south, 3 gates, and the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. In the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with a manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, and the ninth topaz, the tenth, I don't know what that even is, chrysophorus, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, and it was a transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And I'm going to stop there and explain a few things. The precious stones, and this is something that somebody wanted me to make a video or asked me to a long time ago, at least 6 months ago, and I never got around to it because, you know, again, there's just so much to go through, and I do apologize for not getting there. But again, I understand that there's a time for things, and this, within this video, it is time. The 12 stones here signifies every single stone of the 12 zodiacal salts that has been accumulated. When you have those 12 stones, it is because you are about to create the philosopher's stone. So, for myself, I put this in the video where I received a map of an outline of all the things that I had accumulated and still needed to acquire. And these things were not in color yet. I know for myself, and this is through my experience, when things are close to me in my inner vision, I'm at a completion. It doesn't mean I'm done. I don't ever go and say I am done. I just keep going. I also know that when I have finally received color, it also is a sign of receiving. I received the tablets that opened and showed me the complete 12 stones. And I knew exactly what those were. My heart knew exactly what it was and what it signified. And because now I am receiving more information, the lake of fire, the bride and groom in their white gowns, adorned in their gowns, and so many other things that I'm going through. And I have made sense. It's made sense to me. I know where I'm at. So that's the thing with yourself. You really have to understand. And if you are not trying to go within yourself, and this is including meditation, you're missing a huge part of your transformation. Now, here that we're going through Aries season, Aries is going to work through the ventricles of the brain. This is the slaying of the lamb, which is the return. It is the blood of the lamb. Because whenever the cerebral spinal fluid is finally flowing through there, it's activating it. It is no longer its old blood. It is the new blood, the blood of the Lamb, which is Christ. So I also know that I'm working with the Philosopher's Stone. And this is something, I don't know what you guys are going to see. I don't know, because I'm not you. But for myself, I saw the great magician stirring his pot and I've also received the chalice. And that's something, let's see, what can I explain about the chalice? You have to have the cup, a cup that was wiped clean. Christ wipes it clean for you. And this cup is your cup that you are able to create in. And you, as the, you know, whatever you want to call yourself, the great magician, which, you know, you are able to, you have to understand the proper amounts of mercury, proper amounts of sulfur from within yourself, of truly understanding how much of this and how much of that creates a perfect balance. You know, and that's why love is the only thing that's going to be your guide in your daily emotions. By now, you should be able to see in your life how quickly you get upset, hurt, whatever it is, and how quickly you can learn to let go. How much of the fire gets within you when you are upset, and how cold you get when you are bitter. You know, things like that. You should be able to tell how long does it take you. And this is not about you just shoving things under the rug. You have to feel it to heal it. And you have to understand what really, stirs you and gets you aggravated and upset and hurts your heart. All kinds of things. And then you have to say, you have to have that dialogue and understand, again, this is nothing to do with somebody else's life. It's about, if you're reacting, if you are feeling it, it's about you. The other person is just helping you to see your own reflection still. No matter how high you go or how much knowledge you receive, if you are still being triggered and how much that triggering affects you, you still have something that needs to be purified. But also understand the amount of swiftness that you can let go, that you are in self-realization. There's no way that these elements can get off balance if you are in control. You have to be in control, self-control. Self-knowledge. Knowing that this is angering you, this is making you feel less than, and this is giving you peace, and keeping those things in perfect harmony. Now, sulfur, being that it is a fire in the Bible, it's understood as when you go to hell, in relationship to the devil, also known as Lucifer, which is translates into the light bringer, and Prometheus was also known as that. And one, so if the fire is not working for you, it's working against you. And the fire could either make you a good person through spirit, or it can make you a bad person through the devil. There's always a positive and a negative aspect through all things. Now, Mercury can't do anything without the sulfur. It's the mixing of the ovum and the sperm that creates. And so the thing is that in order to work with sulfur and mercury, we need that element of spirit, Holy Spirit. That is something that is given to you by Source through the work of the heart and therefore love. And this is why not everybody goes through this. Because not everybody is going to continue on the path through love. There's going to be, again, a testing of every element And the ego is going to come back and play tricks to make you think that you need this. You must do that. It's this person's fault. Whatever it is, how quickly you can see the ego and therefore the demon, whatever, the devil, hell, you are witnessing yourself. And again, I can't give you examples for your life and my life. It's completely different, and I can't make you understand it because you must go through it yourself. Now, justice is going to appear. And justice, her purpose is to see how well you have contained and secured the elements, where they, again, are working for you and not against you. You know, because remember, fire has the ability to destroy, but also to provide life, like destroying, burning down the house and you lose every single thing, or by providing and giving life, like whenever the fields are burned, so that the next season the crops can come back even greater than. So there's a purification process. And just like water, it can make you drown, or you can walk on water like ice. You can skate on ice. There's two ways that this can happen for you. And so this cup that I was talking about is the Hermetic cup. This is actually in relationship to the chalice, of course, but many put it in relationship to the feminine organs. But it's we all create this. We all create this within ourselves by purifying the mercury within us so that we are not destroying every single thing that we are developing. Mercury, with when we are trying to accumulate all 12 salts through our tithes, our tithing, the amount of time that we are giving should not be 10%, less than 10%. We are supposed to give back to God, our inner God, the love for self, 10%. Or more. And that's why if you are performing love, then you're giving back 24 hours a day, every single day, for the rest of your life. This is not going to stop. This is not a story that is ever going to stop. Love does not stop. And love is the only thing that's going to help you purify the mercury, which is the womb. It's where all life can sustain itself. If you are having a difficult time with balancing your energies, the energy is fighting to create, and there's no way that it can, because you are fighting yourself. You're fighting, you're going against your inner being, which means that you are never, ever going to understand life. Life as it was meant to be created in your creation and all creation. You can read all you want and think that you have knowledge, but knowledge through experience is the only way, and you have to go through every single thing that is written. So I don't really know where I was and what else needs to be mentioned here. I hope you understand. The bottom line is that when mercury and sulfur are in harmony, it creates gold. And gold is the process of the illumination of the mind. The lake of fire. So you have the lake of fire, which by this time I hope you understand is through the Kundalini energy. But you don't go through this doorway. I am just now going through this doorway, and it hasn't really begun yet, because I just have the self-realization of it, the understanding of it. I actually ended up seeing a very, very long hallway, and the person was closest to me, and the pit of fire was at the end. But this is only after me seeing the lake of fire, which is purifying all of the lower energies that are still there. It's being tested still. Are the elements in complete balance within you? And then whatever is left must be purified, and you must withstand this. You're going to go into this flame, and you are not going to die. But what needs to be put to death is going to do so. And so I know that that long hallway is what? My spine. The fire at the end is the coccyx, the kundalini, and the person at the top is the one that gives access, which is what? The Holy Spirit, God, and the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, gives access through this. Nobody goes through this without God's command, and nobody goes through this without love in their heart, the pure love and the purification of the Holy Spirit through water and spirit, or water and fire. And that is what we're going through. And through all of this, you know, again, I can always say rebirth, death and rebirth, death and rebirth. You have to understand your own transformation, at what death and what rebirth cycle you are at, in order for you to understand anything in life. So you might not be at this level of receiving the Philosopher's Stone or creating the Philosopher's Stone. You are still at a cycle of death and rebirth, no matter what. But there are higher energies. That's the significant part here. It's a higher energy that, if you are at the beginning of your cycle, is going to really feel heavy. You might have lots of difficulty through this, lots of resistance, yet you could have lots of flow. It depends on your ability to perceive through love and how quickly you can. So this is my longer video than I've ever done in a long time. I hope it serves you. And like I said, there's just so much that has been coming to me. I can't put everything into one video because I haven't processed it all myself. Or I have processed it, but I'm still processing it. It's still my experience through what is going, what's taking place. For those who are receiving this, that is, at the same level here. And so who knows, tomorrow I might have more, but for now, this is it. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.